Okay, today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Gimel, as we are in the different levels of Shamayim, different levels of heaven, as the Gemara described on daf Yud Beis. We will start with Yud Beis Amud Beis, the second wide line, the sixth heaven, the sixth level of heaven. Just one ha'ara on the end of yesterday's discussion. The Gemara said on the first wide line, Kala posik midivrei Torah va'usik midivrei Sicha. Anyone who stops learning Torah and is involved in regular talking, discussions, ma'achil and oso gachle resamim. Then he is fed coals, hot coals. It's again, what we think, where is this quoted in Halacha L'maisa? So Mishnah Berurah does quote it in one context. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Mishnah Berurah quotes, there are different minhagim about how to do Shnayim Mikra. There's do you do an Aliyah day? Do you do everything on Friday? Do you do everything on Shabbos? All different minhagim, and Elu Ve'elu, Devar Lukim Chaim is fine. But if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zvav, Im efshar lo shelo yafsik, b'shnayim mikra v'echa targum al shum davar, hu tov v'yafe ma'od. If it's possible not to be mafsik, then it's great. V'chein ra'isi me'am adaktikim osim keim, v'chein roi lebal nefesh lasos. To do it all straight. Do it all straight at once. If you look on the Shar HaTziyun on that, nearly, the zehu af bein parsha l'parsha. The lechadchila is to not even be mafsik between parshios, stumos and psuchos, avol be'emsa in yana, min hadinos l'hafsik. But if you're mamish in the middle of an inyan, then you can't be mafsik. Kamosha amru chazal, haposik b'devrei Torah, haposik b'devrei Sicha, ma'achilin oso gachle resamim. So he quotes that in this context. Ve'efshah shalazek kivin, haber heitev, shekazav, v'sergadu l'hafsik, b'kriya shayim ekav v'echadar b'dibar. So this is a chumrah. Again, I think the din of shalom bias overrides the idea of not being mafsik ma'avrisedra. There's always other inyanim that could come up. But at least by section, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in that context. Also, the other point to mention is that we just had Ma'on as one of the levels of heaven. We say Ma'on in the Sheva Brachos. Shasimcha b'mono. Simcha b'mono, we say in at a benching. So the Rishonim in Ksubis Tafches, in the context of Sheva Brachos there, talk all about what these brachos mean. So just one quote, one, the Kolbo in Hilchos Ishas quotes, Pirish Shasimcha b'mono, Shasimcha hashlema Bim ono shalakadosh baruch hu v'lo lefaneinu. The complete simcha is in the Ma'on of Hashem. That's what ultimate simcha is. Not in front of us. Lefisha hayecholas shelo lechadish lo panim chadashos. Hashem could create panim chadashos in his Ma'on. Shari harakia shebo malachay ashari somrim shira nikra Ma'on. Ubechol yom v'yom nivram malachim. And there are always new malachim every day. And that's the panim chadashos in that Ma'on. Aval ha-simcha shvelo v'chaseir etzleinu she'eno nichon lahavi panim chadashos l'ritzoneinu. We have to bring our physical, new panim chadashos. By the way, it says, when we say ha-simcha b'mono, it means the ultimate simcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on that level of heaven in Ma'on, as we learn in our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. So we're up to heaven number six. Machon, the end of the second Y line, Yud Beis Mabes. Machon, Shebo, what's in Machon? Shebo, Otros Shelek, Votros Barad, the treasure houses of snow and hail, Va'alias Tulalim Ra'im, Va'alias Agalim, V'charara, V'chadra, Shel Sufo Sara, a room where all of the whirlwinds and storms come from. Gives us the picture. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, what weather shall I bring today? I mean, knock on this door, knock on that door. Okay, time for you today, time for you today. Kaviyachol. Uma ara shel kitur, v'dalso, and the cave of vapor, maybe fog, v'dalso se'anesh, and all the doors between these storehouses are fire. Shne'amar yiftach Hashem lecha es otzaro hatov. In the bracha that we learned a couple weeks ago, right, Hashem should open up the storehouses of good. Rashi says, mashmo, that there are storehouses of sa'ara and sufa and all weather, destructive weather as well. Says the Gemara, Hani Barakia isnu. All of these items, snow and rain, they're all up so high in Rakia. Hani ba'ara isnu. Aren't they down here? Dechsiv, as David HaMelech says, and we say every morning, Haluas Hashem min ha'aretz taninim b'chol tahomos. Everything praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eish u'barad sheleg v'kita ruach saros advaro. So it's all here. It's min ha'aretz. So Amar Yehuda Marav, David bikesh aleim rachamim v'oridam la'aretz. David brought him down. They used to be up, but David brought him down. Amar lefanav, ribono shel olam, lo kel chafetz rasha ata, lo yugurcha ra. What do we darshan from there? Tzadik ata Hashem lo yagur bimogur chara. These things can't be near you. These destructive forces can't be in such a high level of Shemayim, and that's what David HaMelech said is only fitting to not have them near HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a physical, obviously, anything physical, as we'll talk about soon, in space, but at least to in our understandings of the heavens. Uminalan Tikre Shemayim, how do we know that that level of Machon is also called Shemayim? Tichsiv ata tishma Shemayim Machon Shivtecha. So again, you see Machon there. Next, final one, 7. Aravos Shebo Tzedek Umishpat Tzedakas. Now we already get to totally non-physical items. Before we were talking about at least the weather and the force, the roots of the forces of weather. But now we get to Midos. Righteousness, justice, Tzedaka, Ginzei Chaim, Ginzei Shalom, Ginzei Bracha, the storehouses of life and peace and Bracha. V'nishmasan shel Tzadikim, Neshamas, V'ruchos u'neshamos sha'asidlihi baros. And all neshamas that will ultimately be created below. Vital Shazak HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Achias B'Mesim, the special dew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to use for Tchias HaMesim. So all of those are there. So how do we know all of those are there? So then we call Psukim for each one. Tzedek U'Mishpat Dechsev, Tzedek U'Mishpat Machon Kisacha, Tzaka Dechsev Al-Yobash Tztaka Kashiryon, he wears Tztaka like an armor. Ginzei Chaim Dechsev Ki Imcham Makor Chaim, all these things are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reference that they're so in the highest level. The Ginzei Shalom Dechsev Ayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. Right, Shalom is with Hashem. It's also the makor for the pasuk of Shalom being one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've spoken in the past about saying the word Shalom in a bathroom, saying Shalom Aleichem to someone versus calling somebody's name whose name is Shalom. We said it's worse Shalom Aleichem because that's really invoking the name of Hashem. That's the whole point of saying Shalom Aleichem. Right, the makor is by Boaz where he says right Hashem Imachem Yivarech Hashem. So that's Shalom Aleichem. So here it is. Ve'ikra lo Hashem Shalom. Ve'ginzei bracha, dechsev yisa bracha me'is Hashem, nishmashen shal tzadikim, dechsev v'haysa na'fesh adoni tzvura b'tzvara chayim. When Abigail was convincing David not to commit the crime of murder, and he says, right, the nefesh of adoni should be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the neshama of a tzaddik, et Hashem alokecha, ruchos and neshamos sha'asid lihi baros techsiv ki ruach milfana ya'atof u'neshamos ani asisi. The ruach is in front of me and neshamos I created. And finally, vital sha'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachios b'meisim techsiv geshem nedavos tanif elokim. Right, the geshem and the rain, the voluntary rain, tanif elokim nachalascha v'nila atokonanta. So you got all of this ready. If you look in the Tshuva of the Rashba, but it's Miyuchas, it really seems to be from the Ramban. If you look in the last volume of the Tshuva of the Rashba, Chelek Vav Zayin Simin Reish Pei Hey Umashashal Harav. This starts off as Ozos Tshuva Heishav Haramban L'Rabbeinu Yona. So Ramban sent this letter to his cousin Rabbeinu Yona. Says the Ramban Umashashal Harav Im Nizbarer. Is it clear She Nivru Hanashamos Biyom Rishon that all neshamas were created on day one? Ki kein nira mi medrash achor v'kedem sartani v'ken yistu chach mi svarad b'shireyem. When were the neshamas created? Asked Rabbeinu Yonah to the Ramban. Davar barur b'divrei Chazal shaneshamos kula nivru me'az. All the neshamas k'mo she'amru b'maseches Chagiga. Like it says a Chagiga, they're all there. They're all the neshamas she'asid lihibaros. They're already up there, right? V'chein amru. Also Chazal say, when is the Mashiach gonna come? When all the neshamos shebaguf are finished. And the Rashi and the Mefarshim they explain Guf is a place, and the neshamas are in the Guf. So when all the neshamas were given out to all the people born, so then it's time for Mashiach to come. Every time somebody is born, it's another step towards Mashiach. But you see from this, says the Ramban, that all the neshamas are here, up. Umei atzma hu mochrach. And after all, forget any Gemaras. He says, I think it's logical. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achar sheishis yimei breishis, eino borei shum davar me'ayin, ela poel va'ose davar midavar. This is the Ramban L'shitaso. The Ramban in breishis, in Perek Aleph, says, there's a difference between borei and yotzer, but there the Ramban has his idea where there was only one stage of yesh me'ayin, something from nothing, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created some type of matter, hiyuli, and he used that matter to then create everything else. All of creation were two stages, according to the Ramban. First, he created some type of spiritual or some matter that he created, yesh miayin, and then everything else was yesh miyesh. So says the Ramban, l'shitaso, to what he says in Bereishis, that there's no more yesh miayin. So to create a neshama today would be Yishmiyayim. Where's the neshama coming from? Ve'ein b'neshamos shum inyan shetishavena v'timse'ena zumizu. You don't create one neshama from another neshama. So every neshama was created then. V'zetam v'yichulu Hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'am she'oz nishlam akol b'chol tzva'a Hashemayim v'aretz. Not like those who wander. That everybody's neshama is created as they're born. No, says Rabban, all the neshamas were created earlier. Were they created on day one or day six? That I'm not sure. He said that's a machlokas in the Medrash. Day one or day six. Aval nivru biyom rishon or b'shishi plukta derbalazav rabbi reish lakish b'reishis rabba. So that is the question. But if, whether they were all created during that time of ma'aseh reishis, that I think is true. Aye b'shitas ha'agados b'chol leikot other chazals. But we'll leave it at that. In case this is the Ramban talking to Rabbeinu Yonah relating to this gemara over here about all of the malachim. Oh, Malachim, all of the neshamos being created. Okay, five lines from the bottom. Sham, what else is on that level of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sham, Ofanim, Besarafim, Bechayos HaKodesh, Umalachim, Shareis, Vekisi HaKavit. Right, all these other Malachim, and the Kisi HaKavit. Melech Elchai, Ramadi, Yisrael, Shochein Aleihem. Again, a lot over the next couple of dafas, as we've said. Not meant to be taken literally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physically above them. They are not physical. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical either. So they're angels, but somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu is qualitatively, in an infinite way, above them. Shene'emar so lulu rochei ba'arvos b'ka shemo v'malan adikri shemayim. How do we know this last level is called shemayim? Asi rochei v'rochei v'xerishav v'xifacha so lulu rochei ba'arvos v'xifasam rochei shemayim. Be'ezrecha. So again, we see it is called Shemayim. The Rambam in Yisod HaTorah talks all about the different levels of Malachim. Right, in the first four prakim, he talks about physics and metaphysics. And the Rambam says in Perek Beis, he says all the different levels of Malachim. V'zeshamayinu lamatmi malach. So that which we say that the Malachim are one level on top of another level, eino ma'alas makom. It doesn't mean, even though we have here in our Gemara, it doesn't mean in place. Right? All these seven heavens are higher in heaven. Like if we keep going, you know, if we have a rocket ship that could go all the way up, we'd get there. But that doesn't mean that way. Kamosha Adam she Yoshev Lamala Mechaveiro. No. Ela Kamosha Omim Bishne Chachamim Sheechad Goldom Mechaveiro Bechachma Shu Lamala Mimala Soshozet. He has a greater Mila than the other person. He's above him. Not in physical state. Like there's a cause and an effect. The cause is above. The cause came earlier. Because that's why it is. And then it goes, Shinim Shemas Malachim al Shem Malusam, Lefichach Nekram Chayos HaKodesh, Vim Lamalim and Akol. The Chayos are the highest level. Viofanim Varela Hashmalim, Mustrafim Malachim, Elohim and Elohim, Kruvim Vishim. All ten. Kol Elo Asar Shembo Shnikru Ben Malachim Al Shem Eser Ma'idlo Shalohem Heim. Right, as we said, and above all of them, Umalo Shein Lamala Mimena Elamala Sakel Barachu Umalo Satsuro Shnikres Chayos. Chayos are the closest. Then he goes through all of them. Umalo Asiris Malas Satsura Bechul. But we have to realize this is all not physical that we're talking about here in these Gemaras. As it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above them. Chas v'shalom, we should think that it means in place. Second to last line. The choshek lanan varafa makifinosa, when there is darkness that surrounds him. What does that mean? That it's all mysterious. Shene'emar, yashes choshech, right, he's placed in darkness. Sisro sevivo sav sukaso, his seser, his hiddenness is around him. Cheshchas mayim avesh chakim, it's cloudy. Umika chashocha kamishmaya, really, is it dark? Is it dark in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Vaksiv, the pasuk says in Daniel, who Amikasa umisas rasa. Yoda mabachashocha. He knows what's in the darkness. Unahora ime shirei. And light is always with him. So how could you say there's darkness there? Lokasha habibate gavai, habibate baroi. Again, we had this a week ago also. Not hard to know exactly what this means. Maybe it's impossible to know what this means. The inner area where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the outer area. That might mean on the outer area, meaning the closest that the Malachim can get to him, that's dark. But Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, you know, it's there's nothing dark about that. It's only how he's viewed, not even by us. We're not even near there. But even from the Malachim's viewpoint, that's the Batei Beis Baroi, the outside, and the Gavoi is the inside. The Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, finishing up this section, Od Rakia Echad Yesh Lamala Mirashi Achayos. There is one Rakia that's above the Rashi Achayos, as the Rambam just said, Achayos is the highest. Dechsiv Udemus Al Rashi Achaya Rakia Keena Karachanora. Some type of ice, right, is above the Chaya, also called the Rakia. Period. Adkan Yesh Lacha Rishus Ladaber. Up until now we can even put into words. We don't even know what these words mean. But at least we could put it into words, the different levels. Mikan ve'elach, ein lecha rishus ladaber. Nothing beyond this. Then it gets into mala mala, mala mata, mala fdim, mala achar, which is usur for us to try to delve into. Shekein kasev sefer ben sira, because after all, it says in ben sira. What's ben sira? One of the apocryphal books. One of the books that were left out of the Tanakh. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf even has a discussion whether you're allowed to read Ben Sira, whether it's considered one of the Sifri Chitzonim, says the first Mishnah in that Parachelek that you're not allowed to read Sifri Chitzonim, and Lochelek Olam Haba. So is Ben Sira included in that? Because the Gemara, every once in a while, quotes Ben Sira. Wisdom of Ben Sira. So here too. So it says in Ben Sira, Bim Mufla Mimcha Al Tidrosh, what is hidden from you, don't try to darshan. Ubim Mechusa Mimcha Al Tachkar, also, don't try to seek out. Bim Masho Hor Shesa Tisponein, whatever you're allowed to study, understand. Ein lecha esek benistaris. Right? Ein lecha esek benistaris. It's not our job to be involved in hidden things. Only our job to focus on what is in front of us. Ben Sira is famous for something else as well. Chazal tell us, we'll have this in the Gemara in a couple of dafim. We'll also see this in Eben Ezer, in Simon Aleph. But in a couple of days from now, we'll have on daf Tezvav, Chayshinon Shema Ba'ambati Ibra. Right? Is there pregnancy in a ambatia, in a bathtub? Where does that come up? So the Mesorah is that Ben Sira was Nola Ba'ambatia. He was his mother was Nis Abra Ba'ambatia. And the poskim in Hilchas Nida discuss this as well. First is the issue of, is it possible? Assuming, the Gemara said, Chashina, Shem and Nisara Ba'ambatia. And the Mesorah is, this was Ben Sira. Then the question is, halachically, what is it considered? If you look in the Chalkas Mechokik in the Beis Shmuel, Simon Aleph and Eben Ezer. Simon Aleph is about Puravu. So they wonder, if this occurred, is the father Yosef Puravu? What does that mean? Somehow he was Motzi Zera in the Ambatia, and because of the heat of the area, it stayed potent. And then a woman comes afterwards and sits down and somehow is impregnated in that way. Yeah, without getting into the Mitzias reality, how it can occur, Bizman Azeh. But at least this forms the basis for a major halakha discussion, Bizman Azeh. But Yesh Lis Topic, says the Chalkas B'chokik, Isha Shin Zabra Bambatia, Ikiye Ma'a Puravu. Was he Yosi Puravu? V'i Mikri Benola Chaldover. Does he Yarshin? Does he this? Does he that? All the halachas. Ubelikute Maharil Nimsa, She Ben Sira Haya Beno Shel Yirmiyahu. Whoa. Sherachas Bambati. Why? Because Sira, do the math, is Gematria Yirmiyahu. Right? Works out. Sira Gematria Yirmiyahu. V'ayim Sefer, he quotes all the different sources, but he's Mesupik. The Chalkas B'chokik is Mesupik, whether one is Yotze, Puravu, if Nolan Ba'am, Bola Bambati, and the Beis Shmuel also quotes his Chalkas B'chokik. He says the Chalkas B'chokik is Mesupik, but I think the Yishlavi Raim Mashkaz Vago Smak Babach Yeredeya Kuf Tzadihei Isha Musheres Al Tishkav Al Sadin Shachav Le Meshacher. The Hago Smak quote that a woman should not sit down on a bed of a man who had been there before. Pentis Aber Mishach Bazer Shal Acher Kzerishim Yisa Achosam Yaviv. The whole discussion there quotes the Beis Shmuel that there is going to be a connection between the father and the Zera. Either way, this is a discussion in this Aver Bambatia. That is not so Lamaisa today. What is Lamaisa is that the post can bring this over to artificial insemination. Meaning, if there is a pregnancy not through regular Maisa Bia, so is there Puravu? Is there the same relationship between the father and the child? Huge discussion. Separate from the issue of whether one should do or one has to do in terms of artificial insemination, major discussion in the post-kim, but assuming it was done, so what is the relationship between father and child? But the early one, some of the early sources are right here, Nola Bambati, the same type of idea, where there can be a pregnancy without a Maisa Bia. Okay. Let's continue. So that was Ben Sira. Ben Sira gets us talking about exciting topics. But now we continue. Tanya, Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Matshuva Heshivtu. Another Chazal that's going to be related to the Shamayim's. Matshuva Heshivtu Baskol Laoso Rasha. What did Hashem? What did the Baskol answer? Osa Rasha, who's that? Nebuchadnezzar. What did he answer Nebuchadnezzar? Beshasha Amar, when Nebuchadnezzar said, Ale Albama say Av Adamele Elyon. I'm going up to heavens. I'm going to be like, I'm going to conquer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer Nebuchadnezzar, so to speak? What did the Baskol say? Now, why is it a Baskol, not a Benkol? Right? Because it's a low level. Tosfos Yantif in Yevamah says. It's a low level of a, it's not Nevuah, it's not Ruach HaKodesh, it's the lowest level. So Bas is always the feminine, is always the weaker, uses the weaker gender, and therefore it's Baskol, not Benkol. So what happened? Yotzeh Baskol Barmer Lo. The Baskol says, Russia, Ben Beno, Shal Nimrod HaRasha. You are a descendant. You're a Russia. Your father's a Russia. Your Zeta's a Russia. Everybody's a Russia. All going back to Nimrod, a Russia. Shehimrid, kol olam kula, olam achuso. Nimrod was called Nimrod because he was Himrid. He caused the entire world to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to him the foolishness of his statement, so he calls him this name. Tosis points out, Nebuchadnezzar is not really biologically related to Nebuchadnezzar, to Nimrod. Right? He comes from a different line. Taptosis. Lav dafka. Shari kush yolad is Nimrod. Volomatsinu osa rasha mizera kush. Ela al shem ma'asav shemala gamhu bishinar. It's a halachic connection, not a biological connection. Right? Where do we have this? Amalek. Quoted from the Soloveitchik dynasty. That the idea of Amalek, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, that is a mitzvah to be machrim the Shiva Amamin, to destroy the seven nations, Kanani, Kinizik, Amoni, Vechulu, Lotzachai, Kol Neshama. That mitzvah does not apply today, since Sancheriv mixed up all the nations. That's the Rambam. The very next halacha in the Rambam says, in Perek Hey, Halacha Dalet, and then Halacha Hey, and there's a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. And that's it. He does not say Kfar Ovad Zichram at the end of that halacha. So why not? Right? What, is he just piggybacking on the previous halacha? So some were medayik, then no. The point is that by the Shiva Amin, that's biological. But Amalek, there's biological Amalek, and then there's halachic Amalek. Any nation that has as its charter to wipe out the Jewish people, they have the status of Amalek. And there have been many Amaleks throughout the ages. And even though Sancheriv was Mevalbel, Kala Umos, still Amalek is Chayvakayim Rachmana Litzlan, and that's basically the same idea that Tosfos says here. You could have a halachic connection, even though it's not a biological connection. Good. So the Gemara says, what did the Baskol answer? Nebuchadnezzar, you want to come up here? Kamashosav Shal Adam, how long does the average man live? Shivim Shana, 70 years. Shenemar, Yimei Shinoseinu Vahem, Shivim Shana. Vim Bikvuro Shmanim Shana, 70, 80. V'halo min ha'aretz ala rakia. Mahale chamesh meo shana. It would take you 500 years to get to the first rakia. First rakia. V'av yoshal rakia mahale chamesh meo shana. And the width of the rakia is itself 500 years. We can't fathom it. And I saw in the news last week, there was some satellite that they sent, they're going to Mars. Took how many months? Took it a year. I mean, I remember the news. It took a year to get to Mars. I said, well, that's 1 year. We're talking about 500 years, and 500 years, and this is even in, just to put it into physical terms. Ufchein bein kol rakia barakia lamala mein chayas hakodesh. And between, ufchein bein kol rakia barakia. Between each rakia, it's another 500 years. Lamala mein chayas hakodesh. And then the chayos, the highest level of kodesh. Viragli chayos keneged kulam. And the feet of the chayos, whatever that means, are keneged kulam, meaning it's even beyond comprehension. It's beyond. The karsule chayos keneged kulam, the ankles of the chayos, are keneged all of the distance that was below. Shoke chayos keneged kulam, the legs. Rechube chayos, the middle part keneged kulam. Yarche chayos keneged kulam, the thighs. Gufe chayos keneged kulam. That's a lot of keneged kulams there. Millions and millions we're getting to now. Savar Yachayos Keneged Kulam. Rashi Yachayos Keneged Kulam. Karnei Hachayos. The horns Keneged Kulam. Lamala Mehen. Kisi HaKavod. And above all of this is Kisi HaKavod. Ragli Kisi HaKavod Keneged Kulam. And the legs of the Kisi HaKavod are Keneged the whole distance. Kisi HaKavod Keneged Kulam. Melech Kel Chai V'Kayam Ram V'Nisa Shochein Aleihem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all these billions of light years. V'Ata Marta Alaba Masei Ava Dama Le'Elyon. And you say you're coming up? You little ant? You say you're coming up, Nebuchadnezzar? Ach el Sha'ol Turad, you will go down to the depths. El Yarkisei Bor, you will go down all the way down. What exactly is the machlokas between Nebuchadnezzar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rav Dessler in Chelek Gimel, page 113. Divrei Chazal Elo Tzrichin Biur. What's the machlokas about? Harei kam gam kan miskal lanu hayisod. Sharekiyim he dargas ba'aliyah ruchanit. The heavens are levels of spiritual recognition. Me'os bishanim derushos la'adam harotzeh la'alos mimarcheka achas l'shniyah. What does it mean, it's 500 years? It'll take you 500 years of trying to figure out HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reach the next level. And then another 500 years to reach that and that and that and that. That's what it means, 500 years. Not in space like we just described, how long it takes to get to Mars. No, it's 500 years of trying to understand. We say, if I had a million, I wouldn't have guessed it in a million years. That's what we say. This is like millions and millions of years. We can't figure it out, but that's what we're talking about here. Me'os b'shanim drushos la'adam arotze lalos mimadrega achas l'shnia b'kochas atzmo ki yecholos adam kishu la'atzmo ketani ima'od v'afilum yamo kol yimei chayov b'lila segas achor lo yagia aflo madrega achas ketana shebaruchnias im obedhu b'kochas atzmo b'li siyua mila eila. Ulam, we just have to do our part. We have to do the first step. We have to start thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. And that's what Hashem told Nebuchadnezzar. Shiratza la'alos b'kochot atzmo. He wanted to go with his own kochos. You can't do anything with your own kochos. You know siyata d'shmaya? Nothing. Eim yotzim la'ola migeder ha'asiyah l'shem tikun nochiyot atzmam. Right, you're not going to get anything, says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Nebuchadnezzar. Just one other important Shas Tosfos comment. Tosfos here, out of the blue, quoting one of the piyutim. Well, we're getting into the time of Piyutim. Tosfos in Viragle HaChayos. He's talking about the shape of the Chayos and the distance of the Chayos. She quotes Rebbe Elazar HaKalir in one of his Piyutim. And then Tosfos adds on at the end of the Tosfos that he thinks Rebbe Elazar HaKalir was a Tana. That is a Machlokas Rishonim. Whether Rebbe Elazar HaKalir was a Tana or a Rishon. That's a big Machlokas. But here's the Tosfos. Tosfos Chagiga Yud Gimel. This is what's always quoted. That Tosa says, look at the fifth to last line in Tosa's Viragle. She does a shas Yushalmi shehu ayatana v'hu ayar blazer b'Reb Shimon to kari alei mikol avkat rochel tana kari krovitz upaiten ubiyamav mekachin api reiyash miolam layasad ra krovitz liyom rishon. All the big raya that Tosa has and the other rishon have is that, well, he only made krovitzes. He only made piyutim. What does the yotzros, as they're called today? He only made, right, by the way, Krovitz stands for Kol Rina Vishua Balei Tzadikim. That's what the Krovitz stands for. But we'll call it Piyutim also. So he only made it for one day. So obviously he had to live in the times of the Tanaim, right? Because he only made for one day and not a second day. Which they say is not the greatest riot, because what if he lived in Eretz Yisrael, even much in the times of the Rishonim? So he also was only one day. They say, oh, maybe he only made for one day Rosh Hashanah, which in Eretz Yisrael, they also had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So, it must have been earlier when they were still Makadish al-Pi Re'iyah, so maybe it was even only in the times when they had one day Rosh Hashanah, in the earlier times. Anyway, this is the important comment of Tosfos about when did Rebbe Elazar HaKalir live, one of the greatest Paitan in our history. Good. Two dots. V'lo b'berkava b'yachid, fifth to last skinny line. And getting back to the first Mishnah in the Parak, we have back on Daf Yad Aleph from a base. You can't darshan b'merkava even to one student. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Abba Mosrin lo Rashi Prakim. But we could give him Rashi Prakim. We could give him little titles and little hints, drop him some hints, as long as he could figure out by himself. Amar Rabbi Zeira, in Mosrin Rashi Prakim, ala av bezdin, ulachol mi shalibo doig bekirpo. But even that, says Rabbi Zeira, only someone who's ready for it. Only someone who's ready for it can you give, teach Maisa Merkava, which is the supernatural, trying to get understand the inner workings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ika da'amre v'hu shalibo doi bekirbo. As long as he has a worry, he has a fear of heaven in him, to make sure that he is ready for what he is meant to hear. And again, there's no chiyuv for every Jew to learn Maisa Merkava. We have to learn everything. Well, maybe once we finish everything else, Shas, Poskin, Bavli, Yerushalmi, everything. Okay, then we can start talking about other topics. But the Rambam says that. The Rambam says in Yisodi HaTorah, we have to fill ourselves with lechem and basar. And then maybe we could get to what's beyond the lechem and the basar. That's the Rambam at the end of Perek Dalid of Ilchas Yisodi HaTorah. He talks about this. He says, V'ani Omer. She'ein ra'ui li... We're going to get to the Shabbat tomorrow's daf, the Pardes. Ein ra'ui li hitayel b'Pardes... Ela lamisha nismale kreso lechem ubasar. For lechem ubasar, hu leida biur ha'asar v'hamutar v'chayotzmeh mishar ha'mitzvahs. The mitzvahs! So we can spend our life doing that. There's nothing wrong with eating bread and meat our whole life. We won't get the wine. It's okay. Okay, the bread and the meat in Torah is good enough. And the after he says, that's what the Rambam says, it's not our job. And we'll get to the biting words of the Marsha, Bez Shem Anam Beis, take home Marsha words, but that's the, actually we're going to get to it in a couple of lines. But that is what is mentioned by the Rambam. Good. We continue. Amar Rebbe Ami. Last skinny line. Ein Mosrin Sisrei Torah. You cannot give the secrets of the Torah. Ela Mishi Yesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim. Only someone who has these five attributes about them. Sar Chamishim Unesupanim. Somebody who is very well respected. Somebody who, again, well, the Gemara will explain these also. The Yoetz, he gives advice. The Chacham Charashim, he is a silent Chacham, wise. The Navon Lachash, he has deep understanding. Good. The Amar Rebbe Ami. Rabbi Abi also said the following limitation on Torah. Ein Mosrin Divrei Torah Lov Dekochavim. One of the two places in Shas, where we talk about teaching Torah to non-Jews. Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it, and right here. Now I'm going to teach Torah. Mosrin Divrei Torah Lov Dekochavim Shenemar. Lo Asakin Lachogoy Umishpatim Bal Yidaum. Don't let them know. Bal Yidaum. Ask Tosfos Hayakashal Rabbal Chanan. Why is there a formulation here that we're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews? They're not allowed to learn Torah. Memela, if they're not allowed to learn Torah, so then we're not allowed to teach them. That's Lifnei Iver. So why do you need a separate pasuk to tell me that we can't teach them? Isn't it just Lifnei Iver? Tosva says, V'yesh Lomar, six lines down, T'hacha Ma'iri afilu hecha diko v'kochavim acher, sherotza v'lamdo, deleka Lifnei Iver. Right, what if there's another non-Jew that could teach them, you know, what the Torah. So it's not the David the Raisa. That's called, right, Shrei Ivri Dinara or Chad Ivri Dinahar. Right, if the person is going to do the Aveira anyway without you, there's no Lifnei Iver de Oraisa. Might be Misayeya de Rabbanan, but it's only Lifnei Iver de Oraisa if he won't do be able to do it without you. That's why Tosa says there's no Lifnei Iver here. Another Teretz, other Achronim give, the Torah Avenir gives a couple of other Tirutzim, but this issue is a very important issue and a very Lamaisa issue in terms of teaching Torah to non-Jews. If you look in the formulation of the Rambam has a beautiful formulation of this, because after all, he says that non-Jews could do almost all mitzvahs. Non-Jew wants to not do los ases, he wants to do certain mitzvahs, he wants to do Hashem's Aveda, he wants to do other mitzvahs, he could do that. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Malach, in Perek Yud Halacha Tes, there are two that he can't do, and that is Talmud Torah and Shabbos. And the Rambam puts them together because the Rambam understands these mitzvos as defining. And if a non-Jew does everything he does with Torah or Shabbos, he is creating his own religion. That's what it is. And the Rambam says you have two choices. Either you can do the 613 route or do the 7 route. 7, which is really like more than 7. It's probably like 40 in terms of the 7 categories of mitzvos. But that's what the Rambam says in Perek Yud, right? You can't play around because these mitzvos of learning and Shabbos would be defining. Klalo shel davar, ein manichin osan lechadesh das velasos mitzvos latzman midaitan ela oyeh gertzedek v'yikabal kol mitzvos o yamad v'saraso v'lo yosef v'lo yigra. That's the halacha. But other mitzvahs he could do. They're not as defining. The Radvaz does say here, maybe certain mitzvahs we could try to keep away from him. Like what? Mikol makom, b'mitzvahs shetzrichen kedusha v'tara, kagon, tfilin, sefer Torah u'mezuzah, ani chochech lahachrish l'yenichu osam lasosan. Anything that connects to the ksav of Torah, you know, maybe that should not be done. Right? Stam. Stam should be kept away from the the non-Jews. But again, very big discussion, Lamaisa, you know, Mosrin, some are medayik that there are many limitations to this Isser, right? Maybe Torah Shebach Tzav you're allowed to give over, mitzvahs that are shayach to them, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that you're allowed to give over. What if there's a non-Jew at your Seder table, Rahman al-Islam? We live in a time in Chutz La'aretz even more that it could become come up. So, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that. He says, well, your kavana is for them, you know, focus on everybody, and they'll just be nechla included. What about, Rav Moshe has another tshuva earlier, 100 years ago, their tshuva is written, the Malami Lahoel is a tshuva from Europe that you find out in your school, you're the principal of a school, you find out some of the kids in your school are not Jewish. So forget the issue of governmental funds. What about the issue of teaching Torah to non-Jews? Right, so again, most poskim, if you're not focusing on them, it would be, you have some flexibility. Okay, but it's a big topic, but now we continue. Amale, I think it was a Daf Be'in Shir about it. A couple years ago, I have to check the archives. Amale, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Ta'ag, Merach, Ma'isim, Merach, Merkava. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Lazar, come, let me teach you, Ma'isim, Merkava. Amale, Lo Kashoy, I'm not old enough. Lo Kashoy, I don't want to, I don't want to hear. How old do you have to be here? Rashi just says, Lo zakanti ubi'inon libo doeg. I need that trembling spirit that one only gets as they get older. I'm not old enough. Kikosh, and when he got old enough, Noach Rashi Rabbi Yochanan, it was too late. Rabbi Yochanan died. So Amalei Ravasi, Ravasi heard about it and said, okay, Ta'av Agmei, Pais Barkava, I'll teach it to you. Amalei Izakai, Gemirtim Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha. If I was Zoch, I would have wondered for Rabbi Yochanan. Obviously, I wasn't meant to learn it. He wasn't running to learn it. It's clear. It's clear that Rabbi Lazar, the great Tana, was not running to learn Maisa Merkava. On this, sorry?
Could not be.
Oh, could this Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't have Amora. Amora, that's right. So early Amora. If you look at the Marsha here, this is the key line. Oh, by the way, Rabbi Nachmanel here says 50. Some people say 40. I don't know, but here, Ben Chanano, Klomar 80 Ben Chamishim Shana. I'm not 50. That's the time that Rabbi Chanano says here to start learning these sodos. But if you look at the Marsha says right here, this is a take-home Marsha for our generation. I guess for his generation too, a couple hundred years ago. Mikan Tshuva, La'osan Anashim Shebedor Hazet, Shemivalim Kol Yemehem, B'chachmas HaKabala. Gam B'yaldusam. Even when they're younger, the im hachachma hahi chachmas hakabala eino nogeya b'maisa merkava lo yadana lama lo huskra zu hachachma b'shem makom lo b'mishnah v'lo b'talmud u'b'tosefta u'mechilta sifra sifri. And the Marsha knows. If the Marsha says that the idea of Kabbalah is not mentioned anywhere in Mishnayis, in Gemara, in Tosefta Mechilta Sifra Sifri, and he said that without a computer because he was a computer, then it's not there. And therefore, he says, I don't know why everybody's running there to study that. I think this is part of what's That's the Marsha. All the Kabbalah centers of today should close, according to the Marsha, and we should have more Batei Medrash. Problem is, people are going to the Kabbalah centers many times. They're not interested in the lechem and the basar. They just want the wine. That's the problem. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, sixth medium line. Rav Yosef, Gomer, Maisa Merkava. Rav Yosef knew Maisa Merkava. Savi Papadisa, Avitani, Maisa Bracious. You knew Maisa Bracious. Right, one is all about creation, what was earlier. One's more about the inherent visions like of Yechezkel, what the messages were. Amrulei, Ligmalar Maisa Merkava, Amr Lahu, Agmanli Maisa Bracious. They made a deal. They say, Rav Yosef, teach us Maisa Merkava. He says, you teach me Maisa Bracious. Basar to Agmur, and they said, fine. So they teach him Maisa Bracious. Amrulei, okay, Ligmalar Maisa Merkava, time for you to teach us. He says, sorry. Amr Lahu, Tanidabu, Tvash Vachalav Tachas Lashonech, says in Shir Hashirim, the honey and the milk should be under your tongue. Dvar mametukim midvash v'chalav yutachas l'shonech. Keep it under your tongue. Don't say it. So he says, I'm sorry, I can't say it. Was this a trick? Wasn't a trick. He probably realized through their transmitting to him that they weren't right to hear what he had to say. That's mistama what occurred. And therefore, he didn't say it. But again, it's compared to Dvash V'chalav Tachas L'shonech. The Ion Yaakov says, why is it like honey and milk? Because honey and milk are great if you have a little bit of it. If you have too much, it's going to be your major stomach issues. Too much milk, too much honey, major stomach issues. That's why it's like, it's compared to honey and milk. Little bit sometimes, even as one gets to the stage where it is okay. Rabbi Yavo Amar Mehacha, this is the Lashon, this is the positive, it teaches me to hide it. Kvasim Lilvushecha. Kvasim for your garment. Dvarhim Shehem Kivshono Shel Olam. The mysteries of the world, Yutachas Lilvushech. Keep under wraps. Right? It shouldn't be given over. Amrulei Tanina Behu. But Rabbi Yosef, we did, continuing the story now, we did learn Ad Vayomer Eli Ben Adam. But we did to Parak Beis. Amalu, hey name Maisa Merkava. He says, okay, so what are you jumping on me for? Then you learned it already. Parak Aleph is Maisa Merkava. So if you already got up to there, you know we know it already. Tosfos Rid says here, what do you mean? So what were they asking him if they learned it already? So they must have learned it and not understood it. So they said we learned it, but says the Tosfos Rid, you know, it's they must have not understood it if they were asking him to teach it. He says, "V'nirli l'faris ha'tanina who shall yishon him kol abraisa v'lo hayoyodim pirusha v'yishol him mirav Yosef sheyifarsha lahem v'chulu." That's what they were bothered by. Okay, but he did not give in. Meisvei, Arechan Meisim Merkava. 1 minute, he just said Meisim Merkava is through Perek, up to Perek Beis, but where is Meisim Merkava? Rebbe Omer Ad Va'era, Basra, the second, and I saw. Rebbe Yitzchak Amar Ad HaChashmal. Different psukim at the end of Perek Aleph. So what do you mean? That's going to be up to through Perek Beis, up to into Perek Beis. Answer the Gemara, Ad Va'era Migmarinan, Mikava Elef, Masvina Rashi Prakim. Up till Va'era, the first part, it can be taught, but after that, that's the Gemara. The only Rashi Prakim, only in hints. Ika da Amri, or Ad Va'era Masrinan Rashi Prakim, Mekan Va'elach, Imuchacha Mevi Midaito, in Ilo Lo. More, the earlier ones are Masrinan Rashi Prakim, only in the hints. Later on, you can't even say. He can figure out himself, fine. But it's not something that we give shear on. Period. There's never going to be Maisa Merkava Yomi, or Maisa Bracious Yomi. It's not for the masses. Not for the masses. The closest we're going to get is Chagiga Yugim. Good. Umi darshin b'chashmal. So, do we ever darshin in chashmal? That's part of my summer kava. Do we ever? It's so dangerous. Yahu yenuka the darshin b'chashmal. There was a child. Might not mean a child. Might just mean a person who is more young, right, than he should have been. Too young. A fire came out and ate and killed him. So how could we ever darshin b'chashmal? Shani yenuka the la mati zimne. Okay, that was inappropriate for him to do it. Lo mati zimne. Amar Rav Yehuda, Baram Zachros Oish Latov. Let's remember the following man for good. V'chananya ben Chizki Yishmo. Sheil Malehu, Nigna Sefer Yechezkel. Remember him from Sechel Shabbos. Without him, he saved Sefer Yechezkel. Shal Yudvarev so Srin Devrei Torah. Many psukim in Yechezkel seem to contradict words of Torah, and he was able to save them. He was able to save Yechezkel. Ma also, what did he do? Helu Gel Milgeos Garvi Shemen. He brought up 300 barrels of oil. V'yashav Bali, he went up to the attic. And Darshu, he brought up the oil to use for light, and he saved it. He saved Yechezkel, right? Because Yechezkel would have been too dangerous. Period. Tana Rabba Namaisa, but you don't get Chajay Kor Bevis Rabbo, but save Yechezkel. He was learning. If I am Maven Bechashmal, he was trying to understand the depths of Maisa Merkava. If you'll say, Eish Mechashmal, the Sarafto, and a fire went out and burned him. It's dangerous, dangerous stuff here. Ubikshu Ligano save Yechezkel. So they said, okay, forget it. We're putting it away. Too dangerous. Yechezkel Perek Aleph. Right? Too dangerous to use. Amar lahem Chananya ben Chizkia im ze chacham hakol chachamim. So this guy, this kid, could figure some things out. Nobody else could understand it. Don't have to worry about it. Nobody else. It's very unusual. You're not going to close up the book just because something unusual occurs. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Taf Sadi Dalid, we know that the Haftorah for Shavuos on the first day is Maaser Merkava. Right? We talked about this at the end of Megillah also. In the Megillah, it talks about it in the Mishnayos, whether you lain Maaser Merkava. But we paskin, we lain it. B'yom, beginning of Taf Sadi Dalid. Umaftir kore basheni uv'yom habikurim. Umaftir b'merkava diyechezkel. Umisayim b'pasik v'atiseni ruach. How do we do that? V'noagin says the Mishnah Brura, v'mixas makomos. He quotes this from Achronim. Shegadol v'chacham kore zos haftorah. You got to give this haftorah to a great Talmud Chacham. V'samach l'davar v'lom b'maisem arkava elam kinei chacham maybe midaito. Right, you have to give it to a chacham v'gadol. The question is, doesn't it say, right? There's a gabbai here. You got to gabbai have to know this halacha. Right, you have to give it to a Talmud Chacham. Why is it not such a famous halacha? Number one, I think I've said in the past, that's minag yisrael torahi. People are half asleep during the haftorah on Shavuos morning. Right, so nobody's focusing on it anyway. So there's no worry that we're going to understand anything about the with fires coming out. So Metzias, we're most of Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we read it because we connect to Maimon Har Sinai, but we're not worried about anything. But there is an important discussion in the Rishonim. What's the problem with Maaser Merkava specifically with darshing it? Right, the Mishnah says in Megillah Ein Maftirin B'Merkava Rav Yehuda Matir. What would be the problem? So one problem is that you'll get to questions that you won't be able to answer. That's the issue. That's the pashtus. But the other issue might be like the Gemara here sometimes says if you have a chacham hamavin be'atzmo it's okay. There are certain things that are not supposed to be expressed through words. Certain things it's inappropriate to express through words. It's just not. There are certain things ever, but they're so holy. You can think about it, maven midaito, but they're not supposed to be expressed through words. Only in private. Maybe with a yachid at most, but only in private. So one of the look in the Sefer the Be'er Miriam series, the Shimon Har Etzion put out the Be'er Miriam series on different Moadim. So on Shavuos, one of the suggestions given is that maybe on Shavuos it's different. On Shavuos we have Yechidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like the marriage Yom Simchas Libo. The marriage, you got married, so we have Yichud and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the only day maybe that we're allowed to read Ma'aseh Merkava because it's considered B'Yachid. Even though we're reading it B'Tzibur, it's considered B'Yachid. Okay. My chashmal, bottom line. What is chashmal? What are we supposed to understand from chashmal? Amar Rav Yehuda, chayos eish b'malalos. Talking chayos. Talking malachim of fire. B'masisa tana, itim chashos, itim b'malalos. Sometimes they are expressing and talking, and sometimes, not be talking like we talk, talking like a malach talks, and sometimes they are quiet. Misha shadibur yotim v'yekarish baruchu. When Hashem is talking chashos, then they're not talking. Right, what's the message for us? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting, then everybody else is silent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, nothing else moves. V'hachayos ratzo v'shov k'mar abazak. Right, one pasuk from the first paragraph in Yechezkel. The chayos are going back and forth and back and forth. Ratzo v'shov k'mar abazak, like lightning. They're going back like lightning. And they're not staying in one place at for any amount of time. Like fire that comes out from a kivshan, where you burn, it's not a constant fire. It shoots out. It shoots out, and that is like their, how their fire is. Like fire that goes out between shards. That's the kemareha habazak. Remember, if Pinkus writes in one of his essays that in Sefer HaYetzira, which is Miyuchas to Avram Avinu, it says there, Tzipiyascha Kimara Habazak. Your tzipia, your looking ahead, should be like Mara Bazak, like lightning. Like it says here, Mara like the Malachim have it. So what does that mean, like lightning? What does that mean? It says there, Pinkus, that we're not inspired all our life, 24/7. We have moments. But that's what our tzipiyah has to be. We have to take those moments. Tzipiyascha come out like lightning. Lightning lights up for a minute, but then it's dark. But sometimes we try to be mamshich. We try to continue the light of that lightning with us so we get to the next one. So we get to the next one. Those moments of inspiration. It doesn't last. But we have to know, kamara baza, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. There's going to be another one. And we just have to keep going with that. Va'era v'nei ruach sa'ara ba'minat safon. There is a wind that came from the north. Anan gadol ve'esh mislakachas, a terrible storm. V'nogalo saviv u'mitocha ke'en hachashmal mitocha esh. So the chashmal and all this wind was coming from the north. So what was going on what was happening in the north? Right? Rashi, the Bach changes this, and Rashi has the girsa, Maboy Hasan. What was he doing there? Changing it from Lehechan Azal. Right? Where did he come from? I'll review the Marav. What was in the north? Bavel was always in the north. Shehalach, that's mitzafon tipatach ha-ra'ah. Right? It's always the symbol of the north. Shehalach lechbosh is kol olam kulo, because tachan Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Hashem was going to give Nebuchadnezzar power over the entire world. The kolkach lama, shalo yomer umos ha-olam, b'yad umas shfeila masar kadosh baruch hu hasbanav. Hashem always raises up our enemies and makes them chashuv, so the Jews are under chashuv enemies. They're not under low enemies. So really, they get helped out, and they get raised up because of us. As the Tosfos says, second Tosfos, V'haynu kepirish dahibar amambar gittin, kol ha-meitzar li-Yisrael na'aseh rosh. Anyone who gives saris becomes a rosh. Klomar kfar na'aseh rosh. They're able to cause saris because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lifting them up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them chashivus, because Mamela, then we have chashivas, and we're not so low down. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, migaram li she'eyeh shamash lo'ovdei psilim. Right, Hashem is servicing Nebuchadnezzar, so to speak, bringing all the power to him. What caused this? Avonoseim shel Yisraelim garmuli, the sins of my people, the sins of the Jews. Period. Va'era, next pasuk to Darshan. Va'era achayos v'nei ofan echad ba'aretz etzel achayos. I saw the achayos, and there was one ofan, one wheel, one ofan. It's in the ba'aretz. Amar Belazar, malach echad shu omid ba'aretz v'oshem magi etz lachayos. There's one malach that stretches the whole span. B'masdisa tana sandalfon shmo. Hagavah mechaver malach hamesh b'yos ama. Shana. Right, he is has amazing kochos, which we might say. That means amazing understanding. right? According to what Rav Dessler said before. It's all about understanding. V'omer achorei ha-merkava, v'kosher k'sarim l'kono. And he stands behind the merkava, and he ties crowns for his creator. Literally, he ties crowns for his creator. What does he do that? Tosfos again, v'kosher, mitfilasen shel tzadikim u'osa ataros. He makes crowns from the tefillos of the tzaddikim. He takes the words of tefillah and brings them up. Eini, how could he even talk about a crown and giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'aksiv baruch kvod Hashem imkomo, mechal demekomo, leka diyodale. We bless Hashem from His place, wherever it is. We have no idea where it is. Malachah don't know where it is either. So what do you mean he's making a crown for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does he give the crown to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, it's all metaphoric. De'amar shamataga va'azav yasa bereshe. He just makes the crown that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and takes it and puts it on his head, so to speak. But again, chas v'shalom, that does not mean that he has a goof. Rabbeinu Chananel again screams about this. Don't take this gemara literally. V'chalila, the Rach says, v'chalila sheyesh sham padachas. Kol Iker, Verosh, Veguf, Kederach Abruin, Elo Lekabel Malchuso, Kederach Shemaskirim, Bechol Yom, Yisrael Betfilasam, Kaser Yitnu Lecha. Right? The Malachim give him a crown, just like right, we talk about the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, it's one of the Yesodos HaEmunah, the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, and Chelek, when he talks about all of the Yesodos HaEmunah. Right? So he said, this is Yesod Shlishi, in the Hebrew translation. Shlilas HaGashmus. Mimenu, the negating any type of physicality to God. V'husha zeha echad eino guf v'lokoach b'guf v'lo ye'eruhu me'oraos ha'gufim k'gon ha'tnua v'ha'menucha. Movement, resting, doesn't apply to Hashem. Lo pirud v'lo oref. Right, so even though this Gemara gives off a little impression, but it's for sure, metaphoric, and we just have to delve. Again, crown means like we crown Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. We don't give Him anything physical. Amarava, once we're talking about visions of Hashem, here we go. Kol Shara Yecheskel, Ra Yeshaya, Yecheskel and Yeshaya both saw God. Lama Yecheskel, Ma Yecheskel, Dome, what is Yecheskel compared to? Leben Kfar Sharaz HaMelech, to a villager that saw the king. He's not used to it. He's awed. That's why he describes it as the Maisim Merkava. Because he's like blown away. He's like, whoa, he's not used to it. Lama Yeshaya, Dome, Yeshaya, I think it's a parak Vav. Right, so it's a little calmer, a little more tame, because he's more used to it. Leben Krak Sharaz HaMelech. Right, he's already in the zone. He doesn't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks like, but he's had those heavenly types of visions, and therefore it is he's considered a ben krach. Amrei Shlakish my dechsev shira l'Hashem or shira l'Hashem ki ga'oga shira l'mi shemisga'e al hagayim, sing to he who is above all other proud people. To Amar Mar Melech shebechayos ari. The king of the animals is the lion. Melech shebebehemos, shor, the ox. Melech shebeofos, nesher, the eagle. V'adam miska'e alayhem, a man is over all of them. Like we discussed a couple of days ago, the shoes. Right? We put on the shoes, that's the symbol. Sh'asli kol tzarki, we take off our shoes. Right? We're in a makam kadosh. V'kadosh baruch hu miska'al kulam. V'kadosh baruch hu is above man, which is above all the animal kingdom. V'yakol olam kula. Good. Perry, let's talk more about the... Even though, as the Gemara says, we're not supposed to focus on this, but again, to get a cursory understanding, that's not a violation of Darshan b'Merkava. So we do Darshan some Sukkim here. Kazav Echad Omer, Udemus Peneim Penei Adam, their faces on the chariot that he saw were like the face of a person. Upenei Aryeh Elayimin Larbatam. And there was the face of a lion on the right, Upenei Sharmei Asmol Larbatan, and an ox on the left, and an Esher on that side. So you have all of these pictures. V'ksiv v'arba panim le'echad p'nei ha'echad p'nei ha'kruv. U'p'nei ha'sheni p'nei adam. Mashlishi p'nei aryeh v'ariv p'nei nesher. V'ilu shor lo kachashiv. Why does the first description in Perek Aleph have an ox, and the second one does not have an ox? Ashor. Amrei shlakish. Yechezkel b'kesh alav rachamim v'hafcho l'kruv. After Yechezkel saw in Perek Aleph, shor is kind of dangerous. He didn't want that vision on the Kisei HaKavod, so he changed it to a kruv. Amr lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, kategor yasa sanegar, the shor, the ox, chay de'egel. How can you have that in front of you all the time? Take it, it's not inappropriate. So, right, just like we follow in kategor yasa sanegar, so does HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore he changed it. My kruv, and what is a kruv? What's the face of a kruv? Amr Yavo, kerav, you're like a child, shekein b'bavil, currently inu karavya. So the face of a child, Amalir Pavla by El Meata, Dirsip Pneo Echa Pnea Kruv, Pnea Shem Pnea Adam, Vashlish Pnea Arya, Vipne Nesher. Two out of four, a child and a person. Hainu Pnea Kruv, Hainu Pnea Adam. Isn't that the same thing? So Gemara says, no, api raveri vapi zutre, a big face or a small face. A shalat has a small face, right? So it's two different faces. Remember the Medrash, maybe we'll talk about it more tomorrow, about Yaakov Avinu sees on the top of the sulam, and he sees his own face on it. That's his face. Why is Yaakov there? Because he sees Yaakov Lamala, Yaakov Lamata, one of the four people in Tanakh who are called double by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Right? That is the that's related to the sulam. Good. Six wings per being. Four. Is it four or is it six? So again, lokasha. Depends. When there was a base at Migdash Yishayahu, then they had six. But Yechezkel was already when there was no base at Migdash. And Kaviyachol Shenismatu Kanfeyachayis. As if they lost wings. Rashi points out, it's interesting that Kaviyachol, we usually say by Hashem. Kaviyachol. As if. But here they use it by Malachim too. Rashi says, Av Klapi Tzva Shechina. Even regarding the army of Hashem, who's kaknu lomar kach kemo bibsar basar vadam, shechalomar bomiyat. Right? We say kaviyachol. So, heiminayu imit, which wings were removed after Churban Bayis? Meaning each of the wings served some type of purpose. So, which wings were removed? Omar Rav Chanan el Amar Rav, osan sheomor shira bahen. When the malachim flapped their wings, again, not physical. We think of angels as pictures of angels with wings, but some type of power that they had, well, they don't sing Shira anymore, because there's no more Beis HaMikdash. They don't sing Shira anymore. So, Ksivhacha, how do you know that? Ksivhacha, ubishtayim yofei fakara ze'el ze'eh. You see them flapping, ve'amar, va'amar, fazara ze'el ze'eh, ve'amar, v'ksiv, hato'if e'nech abo, ve'enenu. It's not there. So you see, the Shira is associated with the flapping of the wings. That's the ones they lost. For Rabbanan Amri, osan shemachasa ben raglayhem. No, they lost the ones that covered their leg. As Yechezkel said, but it's the mocker for putting our feet together, it's one Esrei. It would be like the Malachim. They have one leg. And if they had wings covering their feet, then Yechezkel wouldn't have seen it. So it must be that's the wing that got lost, that got taken off by the Churban. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Dilma de Igalia of Achazile. Maybe like they lifted it up for a second and Yechezkel saw. Who said it was permanently removed? Where it says no. Dilote, oh, first finish the question. Dilote mahafi, because if you say it was permanently removed, udemus peneim kipnei adam, and their face were like a person, hachanami de imit. Right? So that there also, how does he know? The face. It must be they also took off the face one. Ela digloi v'chazile. It must be no. That's there. It was just removed for a moment. Hachanami digloi v'chazile. Question mark. Right? So you can't say it was the legs that were removed. There's no riot to that. So Gemara answers, and when this will stop, Hachi Hashta. Bishlama ape orach arluya kamei rabe. Fine to reveal the face for a moment. That's normal. Nothing wrong with that. Kare lava orach arluya kamei rabe. They don't reveal their leg. Revealing the leg is not appropriate to in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it must be that was the wing that was removed. Right? Having legs exposed during tefillah, wearing shorts. Right, the posting this guy. This is part of it. This line of the Gemara. Lavar ara legluye kame rabe. Talking about the legs. Right, that's what this line is important. Just one Ben Yehoyada before we break. Says the Ben Yehoyada here regarding the six going to four. He quotes a Kabbalistic source who says that on each of the wings it said another word from Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoli Olam Vaed. Right, the Malachim have something, right, we act like Malachim on Yom Kippur, and we scream that out, because Malachim scream it out. That's their Shira. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuzo L'Olam Ve'ed. Right, six words. So each of those were on another wing. The Imit, and the first day of holds, that the ones in the middle. The Imit Osam Ha'im Sar Mesher Kasav Alem Kvod Malchuzo, because they don't sing Shira anymore. They can't sing about the covet of his Malchus. And that's what we say in Musaf. Galei Kvod Malchuzcha Aleinu V'mehera. The cover of the two middle words. That we don't have anymore. Kvod Malchuso, Gali Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. She is Galu Osama Em Soim Shakasvalem Kvod Malchuso. That's the Sefer, a Kabbalistic Sefer that he quotes. But then he says, what about the second day, So the second day it says, the leg, it covers the legs. So it must be L'Olam Void was left out. That was removed from them, because it's not the eternity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shekhinah being seen is no longer there. And that's why they took that out, because those La'olam Vayah, those last two words were removed. Okay, it's a lot more here, but we will stop. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue. B'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf again will be a little 6:30. We'll be doing it, B'ez Hashem, next 2 days, and we'll figure out after that. B'ez Hashem, we'll be doing each day, figuring out, along with the Slichos. B'ez Hashem, again, the end of tomorrow's daf, Yud Dalet Amud Beis, that starts the famous story about Dalet Shenichlesu L'Paradeis. Right, that's the Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Probably won't get to it tomorrow, but B'ez Hashem, the next day, that's where it starts. Okay, we'll stop here.